I'm a little distracted tonight, my little pork loin.
I was just thinking about Jennifer and Larry. They get home from their honeymoon tonight. Right about now, Larry's probably carrying Jennifer across the threshold of their new apartment. Isn't it romantic?
Yes, it is. Unless cousin Larry threw his back out. In which case, cousin Jennifer is carrying him across the threshold. Which is still kind of romantic in a 90s kind of way.
Well, as long as the lights are low and it's just the two of us, why don't we take advantage of the situation?
I know what you're thinking. Shadow animals. I'll get the screen and the lamp.
Balky? That wasn't what I was thinking.
Oh, what were you thinking?
Marianne, I need the key to the apartment.
Okay, Jennifer, so I made one little mistake.
It was not a little mistake. You didn't put the deposit down on our beautiful new apartment, and now it's someone else's beautiful new apartment.
Jennifer, I promise you, by this time tomorrow, we'll have an even nicer apartment than the one we lost.
That's fine, Larry, but until you find that place, I'll be living upstairs.
Oh, well, at least let me carry you over your old threshold.
Did you hear something?
No.
And here we are back in the living room. Now, this room has southern exposure, so you get lots of light in here all day long.
Look out, everyone! I'm racing my jacket down the laundry chute.
Larry, I love this house. It's everything I ever dreamed of.
Well, nothing's too good for you, sweetheart.
Yes! I won. Now, this is one of my fastest jackets.
Mr. Dexter, I'd like to look at the upstairs again.
Sure. Did you notice that we have designer faucets in the master bathroom?
Balky, isn't this great? Jennifer loves this house.
Cousin, you are going to be so happy here.
No, not here. We're not going to be living here. No, Jennifer and I could never afford a place like this.
Cousin, I know you think of me as a simple country pumpkin who just stepped off the goat, but why would you show Jennifer a house that you cannot afford?
Well, Balky, it's simple. See, I promised Jennifer I'd find her a terrific apartment to make up for the one I lost. I couldn't. All I could find was a dump. Now, when Jennifer comes back downstairs, I'm going to insist that we take this house. She'll know we can't possibly afford it, but I'll tell her I'm willing to sacrifice anything so she can have it. She still won't take it, but she'll think that I am the most wonderful husband in the world and will live happily ever after. In that dump. Get it?
I'm close. But could we take it again from Balky, it's simple.
Balky, all you have to understand is that the more Jennifer loves this house, the more she's going to love me.
The more Cousin Jennifer loves this house, the more she will love Cousin Larry.
Yes, exactly. Well, Jennifer, what do you think? I mean, it's an amazing house, isn't it?
Oh, Larry, I love this house, but we can't afford it.
Well, if you really want it, we'll just sacrifice and make it work somehow. I'll probably have to work a lot of overtime, maybe even get a second job. We won't be seeing each other that much, but hey, if this is what you want, we'll get it.
Larry, I do love this house, but it's too expensive, so I don't love it that much.
Well, if that's the way you
feel...
Are
you crazy? Do you see the same house I saw? 3 spacious bedrooms, 2.5 baths. Did you see the laundry chute?
Yes, Balky, it's a very nice house, but it's just really too expensive.
Well, if you think it's too much...
How can you put the price on the happiness that living in a house like this could give you? Did you notice the window seat? Do you know how many women in America would give their eyebrow to have a window seat like this? What about when it's one of them cold Chicago nights and it's way too windy to sit in the window seat? You want someplace nice and warm to snuggle up? You got it! You got it! Look at this! It's a walk-in fireplace!
But if you think it's too much...
Larry, then... you know, Balky's right. This house is too good to pass up. I can work extra flights. It's worth any sacrifice. We'll take the house. Oh! Sorry, all I had left over from my flight were meals from Coach. Would you like another bag of peanuts? It's so cold in here.
Don't touch that! Remember, we made a choice. Pay for heat or pay for the rent.
I thought we sold our wedding gifts to pay for the rent.
No, no. We sold our wedding gifts so we could turn on the electricity.
Larry, it's cold. I need to keep warm. And you certainly haven't done anything lately to raise my body temperature.
I have been under a lot of stress.
And that's my fault? We wouldn't be in this mess if it weren't for you.
Me? You're the one who had to have this house.
You're the one who found this house in the first place. I'll get it, Larry. I wouldn't want to put you through the stress of opening the door. Hi, Balky. Come on in.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I love it. I love what you've done with the place. I'm so glad you didn't fall into that Santa Fe trap. I made you a housewarming gift. It's a big batch of ferret juice. Just let the fur rise to the top and then skim it off.
Thank you, Balky. I'll just go wash our glass.
This minimalist look you're going for is really starting to come together.
Balky, this isn't a minimalist look. It's a poverty look. We can't afford anything, and it's all your fault. It's your fault we live like this. It's your fault for convincing Jennifer she wanted this house and turning my life into a living hell.
Cousin, if you want to choke me, if that makes you feel better, go right ahead.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm as much to blame as you are. But I just wanted Jennifer to be happy at the start of our marriage. And now, look at me. Look at me. I'm eating airline peanuts. And I'm too tense to... perform my husbandly duties.
Oh, that's horrible. Making cousin Jennifer take out the garbage.
Larry, I can't go on living like this. This house is cold. We're eating airline food. And I just broke our only glass. Larry, we can't afford this house. We have to move.
Jen, we have been over this. There's no way we can break our lease. But you know, maybe my night job at the slaughterhouse will come through.
Find a way to break our lease! Find a way to break our
lease! Stop it, stop it, stop it!
Sorry.
May I make an observation? I sense a lot of tension here. Now listen to me, cousin. Your landlord looked like a nice man. He looked like if you explain yourself to him, he'll understand. Just go to him and tell him the truth.
Well, you know, that might just be crazy enough to work. Well, what have we got to lose? Yeah, I'll go down and talk to Mr. Dexter and tell him the truth. I haven't tried that. Maybe he'll feel sorry for me. I know I do.
Well, feed me nails and call me Rusty. He's going to tell the truth.
Oh, Balky, Mr. Dexter will never let us out of the lease. We have to help him. I have a plan.
Oh, God.
Come on, Balky. Larry should be with Mr. Dexter by now.
I just figured out what you want to do. You want to call Mr. Dexter and pretend that we are people who want to rent the apartment for more money.
That's right.
That is dishonest. I'm not going to let you do that.
All right, fine. Balky, we'll do it your way.
Good.
I'll call Mr. Dexter and tell him the truth.
Good.
He won't let us out of the lease. It'll take every dime we have to pay the rent, but eventually we'll run out of dimes. We'll be living on the street. Oh, look. Balky, who's that? Who's that digging through the trash for food?
Mrs. Schlegelmilch?
It's cousin Larry. Oh, and who's that pathetic little creature in rags next to him?
Me?
It's cousin Jennifer. They're hungry. Oh, sure, every once in a while you'll come by our little cardboard box and give us some food, but one day you'll come by and we won't be there.
Why not?
We'll be dead. But hey, the important thing is you didn't have to lie.
No, Cousin Jennifer, I don't want you to be dead.
We have to be dead.
No, I don't want you
to be dead.
No,
we're dead.
I don't want you to be dead. I don't want you to be dead.
Fine, make the call.
Oh, you're good. Hello, Mr. Dexter.
No, this is... Balky, stop. Disguise your voice.
What?
Well, pretend you're someone else.
Who?
Anybody, just do it.
This is Robin Leach. Wishing you champagne wishes and caviar dreams. From my exclusive state-of-the-art super villa in fabulous Puerto Vallarta. Not long ago... I was in Chicago, that glittering jewel of steel and glass quivering on the edge of fabulous Lake Michigan. And I happened to see that adorable little house you had for rent on fabulous Elm Street. That's the one. That gem of gingerbread with its tempting turret towering towards the twilight. I happened to mention it to Charles and I. And the Prince and Princess of Wales were wowed. See, Chuck and Divine Di said I would be foolish not to climb on the Concorde and jet right back here and take it. What do you mean it's already been rented?
No!
No! No! I've already invited Liz and Joan and Liza and Ivana for a pull-out-all-the-stops fabulous housewarming. I need that house, Mr. Dexter. Money is no object. The current tenant is there with you. Fabulous! It's real-life drama at its best! Mr. Dexter, if you can get him to break his lackluster lease, I'll offer you $100 more a month than you're getting now. No? No? Did I say $100 more a month than you're getting now? Small change in the glittering world of top real estate. I'll give you double what you're getting now. No? Triple. I'll give you triple what you're getting now. That's almost three times as much. Mr. Dexter, I need that house. Call me when the house becomes available. My number is 5554693. Could I repeat that? 5554690. No! Go! Ow! 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 I'm gonna kill you! I give up! Mr. Dexter, goodbye, Mr. Dexter, and remember to always reach for your dreams in life and love, and you too will be a winner. Thank you for joining us. I'm Robin Leach.
Jennifer.
She's upstairs.
I gotta find her.
She's upstairs.
I gotta talk to her.
She's upstairs.
I gotta tell her some great news.
But of course, if that don't change a thing, she's still upstairs. Now, why you don't tell me your news?
All right, Duncan. I just came from Mr. Dexter's office, and you'll never guess what happened.
Tell me, cousin. Don't keep me in suspenders.
Okay. You know, I went to Mr. Dexter's to try to get him to let us out of the lease.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, at first he was pretty firm. He's gonna hold me to it. But then I told him the truth. Me, Larry Appleton. And here's the weird part. It worked. The truth worked. I don't know how. I don't know why. But it worked.
Did you see it?
Well, wait. It gets better. You'll never guess what happened.
Tell me, cousin. I never could guess what happened. And not in a million years could I guess what happened. You better tell me what happened.
The phone rang.
No.
I could tell from Mr. Dexter's end of the conversation that someone was interested in renting our house. And you're not going to believe who it was.
Who?
Robin Leach.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes! Robin Leach! He wanted to rent the house, and he was willing to pay more money than we're paying. Well, that's when I saw my chance.
Oh, God.
Mr. Dexter was just about to let me out of the lease, but I was too smart for him.
Please, cousin, don't tell me you were too smart for him.
I was way too smart for him. When Mr. Dexter wasn't looking, I copied down Robin Leach's phone number.
Oh, no.
I'm going to call him and sublet the house to him for three times what we're paying. We'll make 200% profit every month.
Cousin, there's something I think you should know.
Well, hold on, because I've got to make this call.
Well, there's something I got to tell you.
Balky, hold on. Let me make this call. Hello. Pioli's Pizza? Why would Robin Leach call and leave a number for Pioli's Pizza?
Well, cousin, perhaps he's smitten with their spectacularly succulent Sicilian sausage pizza with its delicioso deep dish dollary crust.
Jennifer!
Larry! Larry, I'm glad you're home. I have great news.
So do I. You remember we decided the only way we could afford this house was to rent a room?
Yes, I do.
Well, since you were going away on a long flight, I decided to take the responsibility on myself. I found us a roommate.
Well, Larry, that's very sweet, but I thought that since you'd been working overtime, I would take on the responsibility of finding a roommate, thereby reducing your stress. I found us a roommate.
Well, that's very thoughtful, but I found a perfect roommate.
Well, it's very kind of you, but I found the perfect roommate. Come on down.
Marianne, what are you doing here?
I'm gonna live here.
She's gonna live here?
Yes.
Well, feed me bran and call me regular. I'm gonna live here too.
Well, there are three bedrooms.
And we can split the expenses.
And still have some money left over for a few luxuries, like food and heat.
This is great. We'll have a big celebration dinner. I hope you're all hungry, because I made a big batch of pig snout. I've got it marinating right now in orange Kool-Aid. Hey, is this going to be great or what? Oh-ho!
Miss this apartment balcony. We had a lot of good times here.
Yes, we did.